The California Public Utilities Commission has issued a proposed decision in AT&T's application to be released of its carrier of last resort obligation. The telecommunication giant's petition to the CPUC was met with over 5,000 online comments and over 5,800 comments at public hearings across the state. The CPUC's proposed decision issuance may seem like a win for landline-dependent customers, though the final CPUC ruling on the matter won't be issued until next month. The proposed decision is likely to stand, according to Regina Costa from the Utility Reform Network, or TURN. However, Costa says the battle over telecommunications obligations continues, not just in California, but across the nation.
A really good clue to what AT&T wants is in the last statement from their director, president, and CEO in the April 24th earnings call, because that allows me to turn down a geography that is a low utilization geography and a low profitable geography on the fixed side. And I can turn out the lights, walk away, take cost out of business. I will do that. And that is what they want permission to do, is to turn out the lights and walk away from a lot of their customers.
We will bring you an in-depth look at the latest in AT&T's petition and what lies ahead for the telecommunications service in California and beyond. For KMN News, I'm Lisa Music.